Module Wemos D1 Mini Pro based on ESP8266EX. A detailed description of how to integrate the module with Arduino environment can be found in the materials describing the modules previously made available, Amica and D1 Mini. In addition to the configuration of the environment, you will find examples of digital DS18B20 and analog TMP35, use of the temperature sensor, as well as internet relay control. In the examples, you will find ways to connect the module to Blink and ThingSpeak to an IoT device. To start working with the module, we will use the current version of Arduino 1.8.3 environment, downloaded from InShort. Adapting Arduino's environment to the cooperation with D1 Mini Pro looks like this. File, Preferences, Additional URLs to the Board Manager. Paste, Tools, Disk Manager, Device Manager, and search for Wemos. And then install the package with ESP8266. When the D1 module is connected to the USB port, a new serial port should appear in the system. Tools Board D1 Mini and Tools Report and select the COM port of the USB converter, UART. From now on, we can write our code, run sample codes, file examples, e.g. ESP8266 Wi-Fi, Wi-Fi scan, or test program codes that transform the D1 Mini into an IoT device connected to the internet using Wi-Fi. Control of the relay and readout of the temperature from the analog sensor via the internet on a PC and smartphone. Temperature readout from one or more digital sensors on your smartphone or browser on a PC. The D1 Mini Pro board is equipped with flash memory, 16 megabytes, and unlike the previously made available boards, the ESP8266 module does not contain soldered ESP8266EX chip, can be found on a single laminate. Unfortunately, at Arduino, there is currently no easy way to use the entire 16 megabyte flash memory, and there is available 4 megabytes as in the previous version of D1 Mini. More flash capacity means for the future functionality. USB converter, USB UART, is SIL2104. I did not have to install any additional drivers during Win10 tests. The set includes a set of connectors for soldered soldering, male leaves and two female types of different lengths. On the board, you will find a ceramic antenna instead of a printed antenna and a UFL antenna connector, to which you can connect an external antenna using a FEL-UD adapter to SMA. There are available antennas with a UFL connector. Antennas can be either in the form of antennas visible in the picture or flat microbeam antennas. External antenna may be useful, e.g., when installing the module in a metal housing. To use an external antenna instead of the built-in external antenna, the resistor zero should be soldered in a position allowing to connect the connector to the path leading to the circuit. I compared the effectiveness of the D1 Mini Pro ceramic antenna with the PCB antenna in the D1 Mini model. The transmission range using a ceramic antenna seems to be slightly higher, but the correct operation is influenced much more by the presence of metal elements. Flat metal plate can completely block communication. Write reply how the ceramic antenna works in practice compared to the PCB antenna. The underside of the tile is completely flat. There are no soldered elements. This is how the D1 Mini Pro is compared to the two previous D1 Mini and Node MCU Amica modules. SPIFS, Flash File System. So far, as examples, we deal with quite simple examples of Wi-Fi internet connection and reading data from analog and digital temperature sensors. These are very good examples for starting with the ESP8266-based modules. Let's go beyond the diagram of the internet temperature sensor and discuss the topic of data storage in flash memory module. The D1 Mini Pro D1 flash memory module can be used to store data organized in the file system, SPIFS. These can be, e.g., files created by the module during operation, e.g., temporary data or log, as well as files stored in the memory for the program, e.g. photos, graphics, and other data needed, e.g. to generate a menu on the graphic display screen. The SPIF.